So this is just counting cells, and that's important, but not all cells are bad. And so the question is, can we do even better? And now we have a number of technical methods, reports, and papers out there that we can not just find these cells, but figure out what they are. We can look at HER2 on the cells. We can look at HER2 amplification within the cells. We can look at apoptosis on the cells. We can look at BCL2 expression. We can look at ER and PR. Other investigators using different methods have begun to do other things. Folks in the prostate world using the Immunocon system have done gene expression analyses, either individual gene expression or even multi-gene expression. So the sky's the limit. The clinical utility of those steps forward are not so clear yet. We're just in our infancy, but I think it's a very exciting area that, for example, maybe we can take patients whose original tumors were HER2 negative. I'm convinced a portion of those patients develop HER2 positive metastasis, and they're hard to biopsy. So maybe circulating tumor cells would tell us who those patients are. That's an example of the kind of trial design we're thinking about.
I assume that patients on chemo and bevacizumab would be eligible for this study. Any guesses on what we're going to see once bevacizumab is thrown into the picture?
They are. Actually, we got blindsided by this because we started this trial design about a year ago, and just as we thought we had the final approval by everybody, somebody raised the question, what about bevacizumab now? So they will be eligible. That may change the number of patients we have to put on the study, just because I believe more patients will clear their cells as a consequence of bevacizumab, which, by the way, is good news for our patients. For those of us who are doing investigations, it makes it harder to do. It's the same trial design. What we're going to do, though, is allow patients to continue the bevacizumab even if they change. And we just had to make a decision, so that's the decision we made. So if you start first-line chemotherapy and your doctor thinks bevacizumab is appropriate, that's fine. If you haven't cleared cells, then you'll be randomly assigned to change into chemotherapy, but you'll keep the bevacizumab. Just as an aside, Neil, the same system can be altered and modified to look at other kinds of cells besides circulating tumor cells. And so the company Immunocon now has reported in abstract form that they can find circulating endothelial cells. And there is some evidence that perhaps a change in circulating endothelial cells might give us an indication of who is benefiting or not benefiting from bevacizumab. Perhaps even baseline levels would tell us who should get it and who shouldn't get it. These are all highly speculative. Nobody has any data to really support what I've just said, but I think it's exciting that we can do this now. And so, for example, in the Southwest Oncology Group, we're going to start a trial of bevacizumab versus not in the neoadjuvant setting. And an important component of that will be looking at circulating endothelial cells at baseline and as patients are treated. And obviously, we're not the only ones thinking of this. And several people now are building circulating endothelial cells into correlative components of clinical trials of bevacizumab.